You are listening to the Anomalous Media Podcast, a show where we talk about self-help, film, business, media, self-improvement, and etc. If you have not already, please hit the subscribe button to this podcast, as well as the subscribe button on the YouTube channel Persistence Media. Hope you enjoy this episode. Make sure you have post notifications on for both platforms, and enjoy. Shang-Chi, Legend of the Ten Rings, is probably the best Marvel project since Endgame. The visuals were great. The arc was great. The action was great. It's a while later since it came out, and I finally saw it. And so first I'm going to start with non-spoilers. So for those of you that are afraid of spoilers, this is for the movie, this is going to be the non-spoiler part of this episode. Then I'm going to get into the spoilers right after. Okay, so the pacing was great. The action was very consistent. Just as you're about to feel bored, there's some action that happens. You're never left, okay, this is going on way too long. There's always something happening. And I will be honest, there were a few times where there were certain jokes that didn't land, but a majority of them did. I think, you know, the acting was great. Yeah, the acting was great. The plot was great. And what it teases, it teases some real good things for the future to come. And stay for the end, because there's, stay for the full credits, because there's two end credit scenes. And, well, a mid and end credit scene. The movie is, I mean, it's just visually, it's just beautiful, which had me really excited for what we're going to get in Eternals. And even Spider-Man No Way Home to some extent, because there's going to be a lot of visuals in that film as well. If I were to rate the movie, in my opinion, I give it 8.9 out of 10. It was really good. If you're a Marvel fan, this is different. This is definitely different, but you still get the respect of other things happening in throughout the Marvel universe, as well as a new perspective of a new hero that we just are getting introduced to and can't wait to see more of. I recommend you go watch it. It's great. Yeah. Now, spoiler review. Where do I start? Okay. The Mandarin's the villain, but he's not the villain. Like, he's the antagonist, but he's not the villain in the movie. He has 10 rings, for those that don't know, even though it's in the title. There's 10 rings, and they offer him certain abilities. He meets a woman who's like a protector of the, oh, I forgot the name of the city. A protector of essentially a secret mystical city. And that's how Shang-Chi is born, because both of them marry each other and they settle down and have kids together. The Shang-Chi also has a sister. I'm trying to just get to the juicy stuff without really talking about like the plot and everything. The acting was amazing. Actually, let me not say amazing. It was great. The acting was great. The arc was good, because it kind of had, it always goes back to those, who are you? Like, who really are you? Or who are you really? Like, as a person, do you know yourself? Do you know who you are? Because that will play a major factor in the direction of your life and how you conduct yourself throughout your life. And I like that concept, because it's very true. If you go about life aimlessly, not really knowing who you are and not really knowing what your purpose is or what you should be doing, you'll find yourself missing out on a lot of what life has to offer. But yes, the major takeaway that I took from Shang-Chi is not only is it a great movie and I think that you should watch it, I think the biggest thing that this told us was of other dimensions, other realms, cosmic beings, dark cosmic beings, and the fact that the Mandarin was falsely being led to believe that his wife was calling to him, it has some connection to Scarlet Witch thinking she hears her kids and then is going to unlock or release something she realizes wasn't what she heard. And the post-credit scene kind of shows that with Wong, with him diving into, oh, these are ancient. We felt, well, since they were fighting in another dimension in the final battle, he said, we felt that explosion in this realm, which means, first of all, it means 10 rings are more powerful than you think. Second of all, it means, and it's also sending a beacon, like a beacon to what? Galactus? The Nightmare? Like who? We're going to see in Multiverse of Madness. And I did find it interesting that Bruce Banner looked older and he was in his human form. And it had me thinking about, either, you know, like World Breaker Hulk or Maestro. And I'm like, we'll see, you know, because different realities, you know, different things. But Shang-Chi was a great movie. I really recommend you go watch it. There are things I'm sure I missed. And if I watch it again, I'm sure I'll catch them. But really, you'll enjoy yourself at the theaters. It was a fun time. If you enjoyed this episode or something resonated with you or you liked something that I said in this episode, be sure to hit that subscribe button and be sure to share this podcast. Be sure to subscribe to my YouTube channel, Persistence Media, as well, where I will post more content on there as well as visual content on that platform. Be sure to share both platforms and subscribe to both platforms and have post notifications on. Thank you and have a great day.